Well, good morning, everybody. It is the morning of April 8th. Happy Wednesday to you guys. Hope you're doing good. I'm going to start today with a story called the Stockdale Paradox. And the name really refers to a guy who was an admiral. His name was Jim Stockdale. He was the highest ranking U.S. military officer in the Hanoi Hilton prisoner of war camp during the height of the Vietnam War. This guy was tortured over 20 times in his 8-year imprisonment from 1965 to 1973. Stockdale lived out the war without any prisoners' rights and no set release date. Now, how on earth did he deal with it when he was actually there and did not know the end of the story? He said, "I never lost faith in the end of the story." And when asked him, he said, "I never doubted not only that I would get out, but also that I would prevail in the end and turn the experience into the defining event of my life," which, in retrospect, he said he would not trade. So the Stockdale paradox is this. He says you must retain faith that you will prevail in the end, and you must also confront the brutal facts of your current reality. So again, you must retain faith that you will prevail in the end, and you must also confront the brutal facts of your current reality. You know, when I think about Jim, I you know, in like 1968, when he was 3 years into his imprisonment, and, you know, the battle that he had going on between his ears, I can't even imagine what that must have been like. But I do know what the battle is between my ears today. And you all know what the battle is between your own ears today. We're in the middle of something very difficult, and we don't really know what's going to happen. But if we follow the Stockdale paradox, that we will retain faith that we're going to prevail in the end. And the truth is, guys, we are going to prevail in the end. I have 100% faith in that. Faith that we're going to prevail as a company. Faith that our families are going to prevail and that we're individually going to prevail. So I hope that that is a blessing to you today. You are going to prevail. Some good news from the company standpoint. This week we are opening 3 centers in Texas due to demand in volume. Our demand has increased, and we've been hearing in the market that the referring providers would like more of our centers open. So we have done that. We're now at about 50% of our centers are open in Texas. We have more than 50% open in Denver, and our Colorado Springs, Tulsa, Lafayette are basically all open. Lafayette, we did close one center out of the 3, but that volume has been sent to the other center. So the company is doing as good as possible to try to get volume back when the demand is there. For those that are working in the centers right now, I just want to thank you. You guys are doing great, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you for keeping being safe and wearing your protective gear, and for our patients, you know, for the way that you're handling our patients and making sure that they're protected when they come in, and cleaning and all the extra work that you have on your plate. I'm so thankful. For those of you that are on inactive, I would just ask that you get ready for a phone call. You know, maybe get on the edge of your seats thinking that maybe today or tomorrow or next week or the week after, whatever that is, whenever demand comes back, that we're going to be calling you and asking you to come back. That will come in time. I don't know exactly when, but we have full faith that we're going to prevail in the end and that our centers are going to be back open. So thank you guys for everybody for what you're doing. You're doing such a great job. Those that are working in the centers and those that are in inactive right now. I just really, really appreciate all of you. And we're going to be back together soon. And I look forward to that day when everybody is back working full time. And we're all given high fives and hugs. That'll be a really wonderful day. Okay, team. Well, again, appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Continue to live a life of love. That's been our theme through this. For, you know, loving your family, your neighbors, those around you, helping lend a hand everywhere you go. And just maybe think, how can I help and serve somebody else? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.